You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Doing the better than some of the guys in this house, apparently.
Yeah. You haven't been posed any challenges by anyone lately?
Nope, certainly not. Like I said on the Too Hot to Handle podcast, probably would never be my personal issue.
Yeah, I think this became Too Hot to Handle in a weird way this episode, but we'll get to that.
We are joined by our own podcasting queen, Mari Forth. What is up? Welcome back, best friend of the podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm really excited to see what kind of tea is spilled today.
Let us have a debate about it.
Yeah. Phrases Katie has never said in her life for 500, Alex. Like, okay.
No shade.
Yes.
Are we doing a shade?
Is this a read?
Are we doing a reading? Is this the library?
Is open. Oh my god, thank you guys. I'm so glad to be back. Your shows have of course been incredibly too short, so I'm here to make this the longest podcast you've had in weeks now. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here to talk about this episode in particular. You guys said it last week, like this season has been really good, like surprisingly good. The last few episodes have been so good. This one was banging, and I'm just so glad I'm here to talk about it.
Or was it lack of banging?
You're right. There it is.
You're all weak, folks.
Tip your waitresses,
please. You can what's it called? Not Venmo, because that doesn't exist in Canada. What's the other one? You can pay $5 if you laughed.
Venmo John, get on that.
I was just about to say, I was like, what is he doing?
Nobody thinks about us Canadians up here by ourselves with no Venmo.
No. Yeah, this was an interesting episode, but a couple of news stories to get to first. Not a big news week, but the VIP cast did drop, so we'll talk about that at the end of the episode, so stay tuned for that. But let's see, do we want the happier news or the bummer news first?
Let's go with bummer, I think, yeah, so then we can kind of rev up to our coverage.
Okay. I agree.
All right, so there were some problematic tweets that surfaced from one of the current contestants, Justin. They were from when he was much younger. I didn't get to hear him on, he was 14, but he did.
14, uh-huh.
Homophobic, I think some, reading some colorism tweets, and he did appear on Bachelor Happy Hour this week to address it. I just haven't had a chance to listen to it, but I did see a statement from him that, you know, even though these tweets were when I was 14, they should never have come out of my mouth. And so he was upfront about apologizing and taking accountability for them. Did either of you hear any more or see any more about this? I just noticed the story today.
I'm reading seeing the USA Today article, like I was right before this, and I'm like holding it in my hand right now. And it seems like, I mean, the apology seems very genuine. It's not a whole like for those who I've offended type deal. So
the classic,
the classic. Exactly. So I think this is at least the first step in the right direction. I'm not about to read it because it seems like it's at least two paragraphs long, but it's essentially like, even yet, like you said, even though I was young, I should have never said that. He's had this whole journey, and the biggest takeaway is personal growth. And he says he has no issue owning up and apologizing from the bottom of his heart for the really hurtful words he said. So, I mean, again, that is a good step in the right direction. So we'll see if he follows it up with any, you know, some good actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this is very much not my apology to accept on any front.
Exactly.
But I do think that we should be leaving some room for, like you said, accountability. Was a long time ago. Not an excuse to put those kind of words out there, because nope. I know there's probably millions of 14-year-olds who would never ever say anything like this and
exactly.
that on the internet. But I think if he's willing to understand what he said was wrong and know why it's wrong and understand which communities he's hurt and how he's hurt them and atone for that. And like you said, Mari, like not say, I'm sorry you were offended, like very much like, no, what I said was stupid. That was bad. And I'm not trying to say like, I'm not trying to advocate for like, let's cover things up. Which I feel like these contestants and maybe like a lot of people should just do like a quick keyword search on their Twitter and see if they've said anything really stupid in the past. Right. And maybe do like a quick delete. And sorry if that comes off as like a dirty delete, but if there's tweets in your timeline that you feel like don't align with your values anymore, that's something that you should consider removing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if that's just me, like, and I don't want people to think like I want people to hide what they've said or what they've done, but it's just kind of like, if that's not your values or not what you believe, or if you're just trying to say that to be funny to like your douche bro friends, like I think that's something you should look back at and maybe delete before going on a national television show.
I heard like old school Twitter was like the wild, wild west, like out there. I don't know. I just recently started using Twitter when I first started discovering like RHAP and stuff like that 5 years ago. So in comparison, I was like, he had tweets from 13 years ago. Like, that's crazy. Or maybe Facebook. I don't know. Because I've done that where like some of my Facebook posts weren't like bad in that way, but just like, oh, what was I thinking?
Who was I?
Like when they pop up in your memories and you go,
yes,
I don't think this needs to be around forever.
Exactly. Exactly. Never slurs or anything like that, but definitely like this didn't need to be said at all.
Yeah. Like, I hate social studies. Like, okay, that doesn't need to live around forever.
Or back in the days on Facebook when it was like, you used to type it as like, oh, Mariama is this. And it's like all of my, it was always like,
yeah,
is eating cereal. Like nobody cares.
You're not alone in that. The is was like a big thing back in the day. It's like, and now when they pop up in the memories, that's the so grammar weird. Is so awkward.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So,
all right, the happier story. Round two, Claire Crawley and Dale Moss, who fell in love during the first 2 weeks of filming The Bachelorette in fall 2020, are engaged again, a source exclusively confirms to Us Weekly.
So listen, woo-hoo. Good for them. I believe in this couple. I wanted them to last. I love love. I love Claire. I want her to find peace and happiness.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. And I just want all of those haters, all of you on Twitter who are calling Claire all sorts of names and saying how Dale is going to drop her like a bad habit. I mean, he kind of did for a little bit, but it doesn't matter. They are back together. They are making it work. I'm very happy for them because, I, like I said when I was on here the first time with the Claire thing, is I love Claire. She was like always one of my favorites in Bachelor Nation. So, yeah, it was a little weird when she ran off with him after 2 weeks. But I am so glad to hear that they're like they're doing better, and it seems like maybe kind of staying out of the limelight has really helped. So
yeah, I think he just probably went through a lot right when their portion of the season ended. Like I thought it was kind of whiplash feeling. I feel like probably that whole 6 months was just a lot, and I can understand why he might kind of go like back up a little bit and like everything was a lot, but I'm glad that they found their ways to each other again.
Yeah. I also saw she did an Instagram video or live where she talked about she's having all these health issues and was finally determined to be caused by her breast implants. So she's getting them removed.
This is so crazy because this has been happening with so many people. Mm-hmm. Like I've heard this a lot lately that like they're getting like what's it called, like breast implant
like leaking or something, or just like the body's rejecting them.
Yeah, because like, you know, we'll talk more about Drag Race later, but that's why Michelle Visage got her breast implants removed, was because she was like chronically ill for like 30 years and they kind of determined that that could be the case. And a lot of these breast implants were made to only last like 10 to 15 years, and then we're getting to a point where people have had them for like 20 years, and it's pretty crazy. Like it's really crazy.
Yeah
Oh my gosh, we will talk about Drag Race. I'm excited about that, but that is, I did not know that. I hope she's feeling better, man. They need to, so will they have to like keep replacing them or just keep them out? That is like, well, Michelle kept them out, but
yeah, just keep them out. Like, and I know Carolyn Lenny, who was on a couple seasons ago, she might have been on Nick's season, like hers were fairly new and she got them out pretty recently because she was kind of freaked out about the situation.
Yeah, I guess it goes to show, like, kind of like with anything, you know, it takes time when you introduce like new surgeries or new medicine and stuff like that. You just never know what'll happen over time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it is good that they're speaking up about it because, yeah, I didn't realize it was happening to so many other people, too.
Yeah, like, this is something I feel like I've only been hearing a lot about within the last year or so.
A year or two, yep, I agree, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually called an explant, so I see that Carolyn Lenny has a, like, highlighted story about it on her page, so... All right, so those are the two stories we have. So let's dive into this episode with the atypical way that it starts out. Ladies, either of you want to... excited to talk about this topic.
I am so incredibly naive, and I had a couple of people text me and be like, what the hell is happening on this show? I am so naive that it never even... We've been studying this show for over 7 years now. It never once crossed my mind that they would masturbate in the house.
Really?
It never crossed my mind.
I guess, yeah. Like, that's not a front mind type of thing.
Yeah.
That's like a, oh, okay. Like, now that you brought it up.
Pass by in a jet ski at the back of my head. Like, never for 1 second was I ever like, I wonder if they do the diddly do in the house. I'd be like, no, there's too many bunk beds for that.
But well, they don't have bunk beds now. They have hotel rooms. So
I guess so. I guess in the last few seasons, it's been a lot easier. You know what? Power to them. Have at her. I think it's rude. I don't know. I think it's so weird that she's asking them not to do that. I just feel like it's unnecessary and kind of weird.
And where did this come from? So for the people that didn't watch the episode, she just is meeting with Tayshia and Caitlin. They're talking about the guys, like, ooh, thanks for introducing me to Blake, Tayshia. Ooh, like, who else is in your, like, who are you excited about? Obviously Greg, you know, it was kind of girl chat. And then she's like, I have this idea for a challenge. And I don't know where it came from, but she, yeah, basically the master of your domain Seinfeld challenge for an older reference, but wants the guys to hold out for a week. And for what are the stakes? Well, for what? Like, just to see, yeah, like, she talked a lot about being offended if they can do it. It was confusing.
Yeah, who told her that there was a lot of like masturbating going on? Like, who was, she's like, I heard, like, what? Yeah. Who is telling you this?
And then I don't want that job to be telling her.
See, I'm wondering, like, are they telling her because they're just like, oh, she's so comfortable with it. Like,
oh, I guess. Oh. I don't know. I get, you know what? That's, oh my God. I'm so prude that I could never in 5 million years have that conversation.
They're like, sex positivity, so we get to tell you this, I guess. But yeah, that was then like you said, Amy, like, okay, so do you want them to hold out or you don't? Because you kind of insinuated if they don't hold out, then they're turned on by you. I'm so confused by this. And the name, did you grab the name, Amy?
Project Whoa Whoa.
I hate it. What does the WoWo stand for?
A week off whacking off.
Oh my God.
Oh, I could not figure it out.
I couldn't either, but I wasn't willing to dedicate any brain power to doing so.
No, yeah. I did. I tried. I thought it was like, because she said whoa, I thought it was like W-O-A-H. So I was like, week off a hand job? Like, right. I don't know, it's a Jay Silent. I don't know.
I have the closed captions on, so.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
this is what we're opening up, folks. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going. The beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, and even Tayshia and Caitlin at first were like, because she said, "I want them to like refrain from self care," and so they're like, "Oh yeah, like no facials, like no, like take away their sunscreen," and then no, she's like, "No, like, you know, downstairs," or whatever she said. And then Tayshia was like, okay, I'm out. Like, she did not show up to tell. Whereas Caitlin was like, okay, I'm going to go tell the guys. And the guys were so confused.
Everybody was confused. Like, how did Katie come up with this? But I still like Katie. I think she is, I'm sorry, I didn't get to say this at the top. I think
tell us how you're feeling about the season in general. Like, we forgot to ask you. We were too distracted.
But I know, we were joking around there. That's what I meant to say. Like, she's one of the best, like, bachelorettes in, like, one of my favorites, because I love Claire and Tayshia's season. Rachel Lindsay is probably my all-time favorite bachelorette. And then, you know, I dipped in and out after that. So I just think she is so different. I do like, you know, at first I was like, this is going to get old. Like, I think the sex positivity thing, I was like, okay, this is going to get old. But I feel like they've been handling it in such a way that actually makes you want to talk about different topics in regards to sex, more than just making it kind of a joke with like Colton being a virgin, you know what I'm saying? And she just feels like a breath of fresh air as a lead, and I know that's what they're trying to portray her as, especially in the beginning. It felt a little forced, but I think now that we're in the like the meat and potatoes of who Katie actually is as a bachelorette, you can just definitely tell she is genuinely like that, down to earth, very sweet type of deal, but also very, very relatable. So
yeah, and I feel like we're getting a lot of story from her that we have never gotten from a lead before. Like, we have a lead who is talking openly about her sexual assault. She's talking about how her parents didn't work out. She's talking about, you know, like the problems she's had in relationships, what she's looking for. And I feel like that's not something we've been getting very often. I feel like so often that our leads are like, my parents have been married for 45 years and they're exactly who I'm looking for love advice. And it's kind of like, that's just not the case with so many people, that I like having Katie here who knows that she wants and or is willing at least to explore other options.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's been a really good season to watch, honestly. And then I think it really helps that it follows up Matt's season, because I hated that season. Like, just, we talked about it in like the finale, but it just, it tainted everything. And mm-hmm. and I agreed with you guys were saying where you want to kind of read the spoilers for this season, but then you don't, because it's just so good that it's like, I want to let this story unfold out. And that's exactly where I'm at. Whereas last season I was like, yeah, give me the spoilers because I don't care.
Mm-hmm. And the 2-hour episodes never feel too long, where mm-hmm. I feel yeah. like so often when it comes to The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, those 2 hours start to feel like an absolute slog at this point. But I'm really not feeling that.
Yeah, so this is just it's just been a great season. Again, I'm so happy to be here. We can continue. I'm sorry. That was great.
This is your stage tonight. We are here all the time. They know what we think. They are in it for you today.
Exactly. So, yeah, Caitlin introduces it to the guys. Everyone seems pretty thrown off by this. So talking about how difficult it will be, but that they will do that for Katie, and they set their sights on Blake as the one who would have the most trouble with it. And we learn later on that he is one who will explain to Katie his whole schedule about it. So,
and how much a concept to me, scheduling it.
Mm-hmm. And this is now the second Bachelorette season in a row where it's come up how Blake is like always horny. Like,
yeah.
Sir, this is what you're getting painted the brush with here. So I don't know.
I just very much feel like him and I would not be compatible. Yeah, this is so many ways.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Then we get the, you know, of course, everyone wants the one-on-ones this week. It's getting, you're feeling the pressure with the guys that this process is, you know, halfway through already. That's the one thing I'm having trouble with these seasons, these shortened seasons or these quarantine, you know, one location seasons, is I feel like there's so many people we don't get to know. And so it doesn't seem like the same type of halfway point that on a typical season. But Justin is the one who gets the one-on-one, and he's somebody I feel like we have not, aside from him like painting something the first night, a couple makeouts, I know nothing about him. And
do you feel like you know about him now?
No. 'Cause
I still feel like I don't.
I feel like this date was all like hearing more about Katie's story, which is really fascinating, but I don't know that he, usually on these one-on-ones, like you hear like some kind of story about from the guy, like someone getting mm-hmm. to know them on a deeper level, and we really didn't. But he wasn't really on my radar until, oh, he's getting a one-on-one.
I could not have, how these one-on-ones went, I could not have predicted it. So as soon as Justin got this one-on-one card, I was like, okay, here it is. We're at episode, what, 4 or 5 now. One-on-ones have been going great. We need that one-on-one boot. I was like, Justin, you know, I was like, easy done. He's getting the boot. then when I saw the one-on-one, I was like, oh, the wedding? They're doing the whole wedding one with the vows? I was like, oh, yeah, this man is getting das Boot. And then...
I felt like that, too. Yeah. I was like, Katie's going to realize at the altar that this is not the dude.
Even when they were taking their pictures and they were like all goofy, it wasn't that serious. I was like, okay, this is where she tells him he's a great friend, but she doesn't see anything with him. And I was just shocked. Her story was like, oh my gosh, wow, Katie, like, man. So the man she thought was her father passed away. And then I guess after he passed away, that's when her mom told her that he wasn't her biological father, and that her biological father was still alive and wanted a relationship with her. Is that correct?
That's what I understood it as.
Okay. So
she said her mom kept it from me. So I don't know if the dad who raised her knew or not. She didn't mention that. But
this is absolutely like earth shattering. And if I'm being honest, I would rather never know that.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I don't know. That was my first thought. I was like, and what was the period of more? It didn't sound like there was no mourning period for her to then tell her, at least like from the story. I was like, did he pass away? And then you immediately said, oh, well, it's okay. You got another one. Like, what is happening here? Like, I was just like dumbfounded. But again, like you said, Katie is being so open and vulnerable and just letting it all hang out there. It was amazing to watch. Now, it being to Justin, I was like, you know, and it didn't even happen with like Michael, you know, on Michael A's day when I thought he wasn't really a front runner. And then his one-on-one day, I was like, oh my God, he's going to be here till the final four. I don't get anything from this Katie and Justin connection. And then when they kiss, you guys know I hate people kissing on TV. So all I do is watch shows of people kissing. But as I was like peering through my eyes, I was like, oh, oh my God, it does not look like they are kissing good. So
no, there is no like spark, and I wonder if it's just I want to think about the difference a little bit between this Justin date where she kept him and this Connor date where she didn't keep him.
Yeah,
and I wonder if it's because she could feel so much that Connor was so into her and she wasn't at that level, where she kind of feels like her and Justin are at the same level of like they enjoy each other. Other's existence, but they know that this isn't it, so it's easier to keep that guy around.
That makes a little bit more sense. Question,
like, yeah, like there's no spark, there's no like real chemistry there. We still didn't learn anything about this dude.
No, not at all. Haley, did you write your vows?
I did, actually. Yeah, I both Ethan and I, well, okay, by that I mean I was pretty adamant that we write our own vows. I just feel like we're
you've seen enough rom-coms. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, actually, I quoted the rom-com in my vows.
Wow.
I did, because our wedding was so small and so like it was only the ceremony. There was no reception. I wanted everything to feel very intentional. And so the vows were always something I very much wanted to write, because I did want it to feel like it was very personal to us.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Because, we adamantly did not write our vows. Mm-hmm. We were like, no. Like,
we have enough pressure.
Exactly. We are not writers. So we just collaborated on what the pastor said, but like, that is so hard. That is like a hard spot to put somebody in. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially
a guy you barely know.
Exactly. And that's what that was going to be my next thing. Like, we knew each other for 7 years and I refused to write our vows. Like, could you imagine knowing somebody for like 3 weeks and then like having to write your, I can't. I was like, that whole, I don't like this wedding date, but I get it. I get it. Why it's necessary. Yeah.
I don't get why it's necessary. It feels like so much. It feels like so forceful into like what allegedly this process is supposed to be, which is marriage. I don't like end goal marriage has never really been something for me that's totally made sense in my brain. Like, not that I don't enjoy the existence of my current husband or anything. It's just that it was never like an absolute necessity for me. Like my wedding day. Like, and that's why the universe spited me by having to change my venue 3 times within like 3 months. But I feel like this sort of situation should be reserved for like the moment. And
yeah,
I am pretty traditional in that, like, I very much wanted Ethan to spend the night away from our house the night before our wedding. Like, I didn't want him to know anything about my dress. I didn't want to do a first look. And if that is something you want to do, please know that you are happy to do your day the way you want. But I very much wanted it to be like a once moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. And again, I have watched so many rom-coms that it has turned my brain into absolute heart-shaped soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like that she had to walk down the aisle. And I don't think that needed to be there to force her to have a story about, like, thinking about her dad and sharing that story. I think that could just be a story you bring up. And I feel like the wedding dates we've had in the past, it's more a photo shoot, and they could have had a lot of fun with Franco, like, trying on different outfits. That's what Tayshia and Zach had. It just seemed more lighthearted. It wasn't like, I mean, maybe that they had a ceremony as well, but I don't know. I like it, I think, more on the group date when everyone gets a different style wedding dress and it's just kind of a funny thing. And mm-hmm. Yeah, you can kind of just more poke fun at it, but then, you know, you get that the multiple women or guys, depending on the season, get a chance to kiss the lead and just kind of brings out that drama. But this one felt just strange. It didn't feel fun. And then you have the pressure of Franco saying, like, your vows must be iconic, something she's never heard before. So I can't imagine, like, having to put that pressure on as well. It's not really your wedding day.
It's just to scare them into, like, a decision, I guess. Like, do I really want this? It's literally a scare tactic. We don't really need it.
Yeah, that's fair. You want, they want the cold feet almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe the producers were hoping that he would just realize, like, yeah, I'm not really in this for marriage, and he would peace out, or they're just, Katie would realize. I don't know. I didn't see, like, a strong chemistry there. Mm-hmm. Either, but yeah, they move on to the next portion. She tells that story and then private concert, but this was actually like a legit artist that has a lot of followers, so I liked the song. This is like a first. What did you guys think?
I was just gonna ask that exact question. I was like, okay, who is this person? Why do I kind of like this song? It was the first time where I was actually like, oh, I'm listening. Okay. Okay. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
It was a bit of an earworm, wasn't it?
Yes. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, so I actually heard him on a podcast. He was on Nick Viall's podcast and talked about, so it's Max, Max Music on Instagram. He requested to be on the show because during lockdown, or, you know, the US's version of lockdown, his wife had a new baby and they were watching, I think, maybe the greatest seasons ever. Then he got into, like, he had never seen the show, but then watched like 20 seasons. So he was like, I need to be on.
We are not on video, but I need you to know how high my eyebrows are raised in absolute shock.
Yeah. Some of this, I actually watched the show. So, and then, you know.
So why is it sketchy that Hunter's a big fan, but it's not sketchy that Max the singer is a big fan, huh?
Yeah. He's like the new super fan.
And is that how they book acts? Like, that they find people off of Instagram? That would make sense. It made me start thinking. I was like, what acts would I want to see on The Bachelorette that, like, that could still provide that kind of, like, smooth, mellow date type of music, you know, depending on the date setting?
Am I making this up? Mm-hmm. Was Shaggy a performer on The Bachelor one time?
He was on Listen to Your Heart.
Okay, right?
That would make more sense.
Because Ethan said something about Shaggy being on the show, and I was like, this sounds familiar, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I think
they just went to a show. It wasn't like he was on there to be on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I would personally think I want Chloe and Halle on The Bachelorette. Like, can they be on Michelle's season? That would be a great call. Such a good pull. Yes. Oh, my gosh. They have that really nice R&B feel. But that's what that's who I root for. But yeah, I like Max music.
I feel like they're the perfect level of famous for this show too, where you get the name recognition, but they still have an opportunity to reach a wider audience. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, exactly that.
And then still my favorite one to ever come on the show. And I still can't even wrap my head around how they got them is the Cranberries.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, wow.
Was that in Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay, that's maybe why.
It was the Jared date with Caitlin.
Oh, yeah. And he's just like a big like music fan and
yeah.
That was cool. Yeah, no, and then Haley, you were talking about being naive of like something that ever crossed your mind. So this was something that the singer said about how that they have to like sing the same song over and over again. And that never crossed my mind. I was just like, oh, they walk in and like they get serenaded with one song and it's like done. And it's like, he talked about how like between takes, he'd just be like, okay, here comes that song you heard again. And like, so I'm like, okay, this makes sense. Why when we see them like full on make out, like that could be the third time they've heard the song and they're more comfortable with each other.
I'd be like, can you play anything else?
Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah. So when we get to the point where there's no Bachelor shows and we have to come up with all sorts of content, we'll need to bring Mike Bloom on to like rank all of the like Bachelor private concerts combined.
Oh my god. Yeah, ranking. Off season. Mm-hmm. An off season pod if you guys ever get an off season ever again.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see you in March next year.
So, yeah, I think we have to assume that they have no trouble with kissing because she gives him a rose and he's the only one that's secure on this date with a rose because we'll see in the group date that she doesn't give one out. So at some point there's a scene back at the house. I think it's like before this group date where we see Hunter talking to Greg and Hunter shares that he sees a top four, and that top four is himself, Greg, Connor B, and one other person. He hasn't decided on that fourth person yet. So I don't know. Blake's right there. Like Andrew.
Hunter was wrong and loud. Like this. I mean, with his whole chest just yeah. completely way off target. You love this shit.
Loud. I love that so much.
Exactly. So that gets the ball rolling about Hunter. You know, the guys have kind of had their sights set on him lately because he's so calculated. He's the super fan. And yeah, we'll see that play out on this date. But I want you two to take it away because I know you guys are huge Drag Race fans, and this group date is hosted by two like all-star drag queens, right?
Not a spoiler alert.
Winners. Yep.
Winners. All right.
They both won all-star or Drag Race all-stars. And Mari, I don't know if this is the case for you. I know we kind of messaged about it earlier in the week, how excited we were to see these two fantastic drag queens on this show. Mm-hmm. And I was so let down, not by them. What it was that they had to do. Like, I feel like we didn't utilize Shay and Monet to what they are. Like they're so brilliant. They're so funny. And I just feel like we got like a PG version of what it is they can do. And I don't even think it's like they need to be sexed up or they need to do this or that or swear. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it was so like,
hey, let me tell you, I was like, I got so excited. Monet Exchange is arguably my favorite drag queen ever. Like literally, it's her and Bob the Drag Queen are like my complete top favorites. And then Shea Coulee is like right there too. So we have Monet Exchange, we had Shea Coulee, and the way they introduced Deuce the Challenge is very, to all our Drag Race fans out there who are listening to this podcast, you know what they did. They were, I thought the library was open. I thought we were going to have a pure reading challenge.
Give me the glasses. We are doing a reading challenge, but no, we are doing one of those lame debate challenges, and it was not even a good version of it. It made no sense.
None of it made any sense. And I'm trying to figure out if, who missed the mark here? Like, not the drag queens, because the way that they explained it, I did feel like they were like, okay, it's reading, it's shade's going to be thrown. Oh my God. Listening to that many straight men say throwing shade.
I was like, throwing the shade.
Like, I cannot with this. But they explain it like it was still supposed to be kind of be funny. And they're like, it's a roast, yet it's a debate. Like, and then it's also throwing shade. Like, that makes sense if you've been to any one of those three. It feels like all of those men had no idea what any of those words meant. Andrew S. had a whole bunch of like good jokes, or Trey had a whole bunch of good jokes when they were doing the part where Monet and Shay were visiting each contestant. But then none of the jokes?
It's like RuPaul says, like, make me laugh. And I didn't laugh. I was just like taken aback almost, because this is not the first time we've had drag queens on the show. We saw Alyssa Edwards and Trixie Mattel, and I think maybe Katya do a little performance, or like do the talent show with the guys. They could have done a talent show, or I guess we already kind of did the talent show, but like I feel like we could have done something. We could have done anything with these like wonderful people, and it just wasn't it felt very much like, let's tick some boxes to show we're hip and cool, and like looking at diversity, how can we do that? I know,
yeah,
two black drag queens, like, yes, like, there you go, Twitter, like, we're on top of things.
Exactly. When
they're two brilliant performers who were horrifically underutilized, and it was clear,
I completely agree,
and the men were like not super comfortable with like relating to them almost, or talking to them, like when they were walking around and doing the jokes, it was like it felt clunky, and I don't think it was on Shay and Monet. I think these guys just like aren't that funny either, and I think like Monet especially is like so clever that it just wasn't landing for the guys, and it was weird, and the challenge was so bad. Like, if we just did a roast, or we
why was it a debate plus a roast? So then it didn't become a roast, and they weren't really debating anything. So it was so muddied in the concept.
I don't know. It was very much like they put their budget towards actually getting Monet and Shay. And like, once they, like they signed the contract, they're like, they forgot to plan something.
Exactly. And I guess they wanted to kind of keep it like a debate or a roast, because we've seen that in the Bachelorette like Nation before. We've seen a roast. We saw a roast for a Claire season. And I think debating is kind of like, I think they really wanted the guys to try and put a spin on it. Just none of the guys were funny. And they took it as a chance to just like, you know, bombard Hunter. You know, they didn't, none of them, at least they didn't show it, because, you know, we didn't see a lot of Andrew S. We didn't see Michael A. really say anything. I don't think we saw Greg. Oh, no, we saw Greg do a freaking poem. I don't understand. So I don't know where it's just these men don't know what throwing shade is. That's all it is. Like, it was supposed to be fun jokes, but I guess since there's actual animosity there, it just dissolved really quickly, especially after that whole Trey overheard Hunter talking to Shay thing. So Amy, how did you feel about that? Did that actually happen, you think?
Well, they did get a shot of Trey like raising his eyebrows, like, look, but I didn't see him in the same shot as Hunter.
Exactly.
So that is, you know, a good conspiracy theory there. But we did see, you know, the conversation when Shay was talking to Hunter, and at that point I thought he had a good answer about, she said, you know, are you in love with Katie? And he's like, you know, we really haven't had enough time where I would feel comfortable, or like, we haven't had enough time to give that attention, or something like that, where it was just like he hasn't had that one-on-one essentially. So to be able to be at that point to say that, he wasn't at that point,
but then he was asked, or like one of the other guys called him out and said, like, that's you're kind of being, which I did feel like he was kind of being misleading by saying,
just falling in love with her.
Yeah, Katie, I am falling in love with you. Like, I thought that was pretty misleading based on what he had said before. And I wanted, I just wanted Shay to be like, no, like,
me too.
Too vague. Like, that's not what you said. Like, you said something completely different here.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And that, like, because I caught that on my second rewatch, like, because I watched it again. And I think I missed it the first time where, you know, they had the cut of Trey pretending like he heard Hunter, or if he actually heard Hunter. But I miss Hunter actually saying that to Shay. And then when he took that time, so stupid, he took that debate time to sit there and just say nice things to Katie. I'm like, this is annoying. Like, throw the shade. I was like Shay and Monet. I was like, come on, y'all aren't doing what we said.
Right.
I was really hoping Shay, I wonder if she did. I wonder if at some point, like, she did confirm that, you know? But I was just like, I don't like the guys keep chiming in and finding a new villain. Y'all talked about it like every week, but I did think it was appropriate there. If Trey actually heard that, I do think it was the appropriate time to be like, oh, I overheard Hunter saying that he wasn't comfortable saying that. And now all of a sudden he's saying that, then that, you know, he should have left it on the debate stage. He shouldn't have brought it to that, the cocktail, the party afterwards though.
Yeah. Like Trey, I feel like he was like feeling good about how, telling Katie about what Thomas went, like, he was like, oh, that went well, like, let's just keep doing it. And it was just kind of like, no, but like, this far in the process, focus on yourself, don't worry about anything else, don't worry about anyone else. And I think it's kind of wild that how like the villain kept switching like week to week. Like, we are getting these two episode villain arcs, and I feel like we're gonna get that starting next week with Blake. We're gonna get his two episode villain arc with, like, is he actually in love with Katie, or is he just there for whatever. But what was I going to say? I don't know. It's just,
it was a bad group date.
Yeah. And I was like feeling more on Hunter's side than anyone. But I was, and don't get me wrong, I understand this is editing. I was a little annoyed that he was going back on stuff he very much said on camera. Like, when somebody was like, yo, like, you said that you knew who the top four was, and he was like, no, I didn't. And Greg's just like, and maybe that was not Hunter's actual response in the time. It was like, maybe he didn't say, no, I didn't. But I feel like that would be some pretty interesting editing if that were the case.
Right. Yeah, long story short with this group date, I was excited. I thought the library is open. I was ready to read, because reading is what?
Fundamental.
And we were grossly let down. So I walked away very upset, and thought that y'all wasted some talents, and we got no shade. No shade thrown. No.
Yeah, it felt like a just absolute waste. Amy, like, you don't really know too much about these queens. Like, what did you feel about this?
Like, the best parts of the episode or of the date were when they were like making fun of the guys to open it up. So I was getting excited. And when they were going around, and so I was like, okay, I'm excited, because I like the roast date on Claire season. And it's so funny to me that those guys got so into roasting, and it like backfired, because Claire is not like someone that seems like she watches roast or appreciates that type of humor. And she just got so upset that they piled on Dale, but the guys really dedicated and had good jokes. And whereas Katie is someone that she wants a sense of humor. I think she wants guys that are going to actually participate in the state. So for them to like go the sincere route, or, oh, like, I'm not going to say, you know, go that route, I'm not going to make fun of anyone, is really showing you're not compatible with Katie. And it was just so boring to watch them just sort of question Hunter's intentions, but then, yeah, not do any reads, not do any roasting, and not debate anything. So, but yeah, I loved Shay and Monet. So hopefully they can come back and we'll regroup, and the producers can figure out like how to utilize them better.
I'm just tired of not having drag queens on every season.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I find, you know, I told you guys before, before recording, but like, I literally watch Drag Race to fall asleep every night. Like, I find it peaceful and like calming.
So good. So good. And
do I wake up in the middle of the night to a lip sync from, you know, Demi Lovato? Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, I did a complete rewatch during the pandemic, and I am like a full-on a Patreon of like the Sibling Rivalry podcast with Bob and Monet. So like, I love Drag Race, and it is just, I felt like this was a teaser that just, I didn't need it. If you're not going to give me the whole thing, don't tease me with this greatness. I guess I know we'll, I don't want to rush, but the closing, the scenes with Katie and Shay and Monet were so hilarious. Like, yeah. Katie looks so tiny compared.
Yes. She, I loved the, like, the only part of the debate I liked was when they would pan to Shay, Monet, and Katie, and she just looked like a, you know, like she was going to see Santa, and her two moms were bringing her to see her, and they looked so tall. I love a huge height difference. Like, it thrills me.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Like, how so tall are Shay and Monet? Like, over 6 foot, both of them, correct?
Yeah,
like,
I think so. Yeah, I think
and
Monet
then in, 6 foot. And then in full heels and full hair, like, oh, I love it.
Crazy.
I've been watching Drag Race UK before bed the last couple nights, and in season 2, Ellie Diamond is just so much taller than every other single person there. It's just outrageous, and I love it so much.
Exactly. And I you know, this is the Bachelorette podcast, so we're not going to continue to talk about Drag Race.
Yeah, we're not going to step on in Beth's territory
here. Exactly. Right. We respect them over there. So this is why ABC should not bring on and tease us with drag queens, especially really awesome famous ones, and then give us nothing. And then we have to just dream about what we could have gotten. So yeah. I blame ABC.
Even Ethan was like, I know who they are. And he was like excited to see them. So let's go to the second. The second part was such like a buzzkill. Like, I don't know how any of the guys could have considered jacking off this week anyway. Like, it was just so down. And like, like, Trey, a baby. Like, why are you wasting your time talking about Hunter? He doesn't even matter. And it's just, and it upset Katie, and then she puked. She was like the living embodiment of that alien meme, like, that Ethan and I love quoting. And it's like, Mom, I puked. Mom, I just threw up. Mom, I threw up.
Yeah, I think the, I mean, you know, Andrew S. I know you guys love Andrew S. I love Andrew S. Just give me more Andrew S. because we did not need any of the shenanigans of Trey, James, and Aaron. Like,
and Andrew just has like such a good read on the situation, which is like, why are you wasting your time? It doesn't matter if you're going to end up with Katie, you're going to end up with Katie. And like, that's what you should be focusing on. And I love his approach to it, because I feel like we don't really get that approach too often. Like, we will see the guys not get involved or get involved. We never see the guys who are like, what does it matter to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And Greg, too, like both of them, like, understand the assignment. Like, the other men do not. I don't know if Amy, you were going to steer this. My bad. I feel I'm jumping the ship. I'm like, correct. I'm taking the car. Like, the wheel is just in the other direction.
Like Kaylee says, that's why you're here, because people can predict our thoughts at this point.
But I also, so Greg told Katie that he's falling. And then as of right now, correct me if I'm wrong, he's the only guy she said it back to, correct? Like, I'm falling.
I think so. Like, I think she's told Michael A that she's like crazy about him or something like that.
Mm. She could see herself with Blake, but she said that to, you know, the camera.
Mm-hmm. That's so upsetting, because I've been wanting to say this on the podcast. I heard like from the beginning that Greg and I think it was Thomas were alternates for Claire's season. Did y'all hear that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I knew that Greg was. I didn't know he was alternate. I thought maybe he was like, you know, how there was like that first cast release in March and then it was canceled. I never went back and looked at that list, but I heard he was on that list.
Yes, I know it was definitely Greg. I can't remember. It was Greg and one other person. I want to say it was Thomas, but I cannot remember.
Carl.
Was it Carl? Okay, that might be it. And you guys brought it up. He's an actor. Like, I don't know. It's still kind of giving me like Matt and Rachel vibes. Like, Greg gives her the absolute least out of all the guys to me, and she still likes him the most. And then I feel like we're getting the absolute least out of the edit from him as well. So, like,
why am I getting sucked into a shtick though? Like, I have such a crush on Greg.
But I think that's what you're supposed to.
I think they're grooming him for Bachelor.
Like, I think they're grooming him for Bachelor.
I don't think he would make a particularly compelling lead, though.
Not at all. I'm not a Greg fan. So, I really think they pegged him as Bachelor, like, from the beginning, and they were like, we want you to fall in love with Greg, but we don't necessarily want Katie to fall in love with Greg. You know? And so, I just don't buy it. But there's nothing bad about him. Like, he's cute, he's very shy, he doesn't say much. He wasn't the one, it was Connor B, right, that was always playing the guitar every single second he
yeah.
That's what I thought. So, like, I don't know, I like Greg, but I feel like he's being shoved down my throat in a sense. Like, it's so weird. I just said I don't get much from him, but I still feel like they are like ABC is pushing him. He's like on all the promos. He's like the first dude we saw, like when they announced the guys. Like, I think they are really trying to make Greg happen. And I'm not surprised that, like, just the rumors, I don't know the spoilers are like that he may like leave at some point. So he does give me very much the I think you guys said it last week that you don't think he'll make it. He's giving me that whole, like, oh, I think, like, Brendan from Patient Season. I think I'm going to bow out here now. Yeah.
We're like an Ali Fedotowsky almost.
The Frank from.
No, when she left. When she
left on hers. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was like, oh, I can't do this. And then she was the Bachelor. Right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's going old school with his inspiration. Like, hey, it worked for Ali Fedotowsky. Like, you just back out, get far enough. Like, playing the long game instead of Thomas.
Yeah.
Right. And what the dude I talked about last time I was on here, who with Desiree. Something weird.
Babes. Brooks.
Yeah.
Brooks? It was Brooks. Yep. Brooks. There it was. I keep thinking it's a G. Yes. Brooks. Oh, that was so cringy. Still one of my favorite Bachelorette moments. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if it's because he, like, I feel like every time we see him, it's like, oh, I'm like, this is so hard for me to be here. You know, there's always like a contestant on The Bachelor. There's always a woman that's doing that too. Like, it's so hard for me. And maybe that sucks her in. It's like, oh, like, he could leave at any second. Like, I feel insecure, and that's not a great dynamic. But if she's like has an anxious attachment style, then it's like, oh, like, he has to stay. Like, we have the strongest connection. And like, what's so hard about it for him? Like, he knows where he sits with her. Seems like he gets along with the guys. The guys are spilling information to him, and he's just kind of behind the scenes. And, you know, his buddy Connor just left. But I think other than that, like, he should be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like Matt and Rachel from last season as well.
Yeah.
Not exactly that dynamic. Let me not really put that out there. Not exactly that dynamic. But definitely it was her saying, like, oh, you know, feeling very confident and wanting all his time and him, you know, reciprocating to her. So I don't know. I like Greg, I do, but something is just throwing me off about him. Something. I don't know.
Yeah. So this is going back to the Justin date, but I just had this thought. I need to get you guys to talk me out of this as happening. But, you know, we see someone show up on Katie's season. She's like, you're the last person I expect to see. And we see her saying, like, she wants to leave, like, stop filming. Are they going to bring her biological dad on the season?
No.
Oh, my God. That would be like the worst thing ever.
I know.
But didn't they brought Matt's dad on last year? Oh my God, that is horrendous.
Don't put that in the universe. I know it's already been filmed. But please don't put that in the universe.
I really hope not, but I'm like, wait a minute. Like, when she told that story and that came, like, I was like, wait, would they do that? Like, somebody that you haven't had a relationship with yet, somebody that could, like, cause you to get upset, everything is chugging along smoothly.
So, don't do this to me, please.
But another contender, it could be the person who has the next one-on-one date. So that could be. But we didn't talk about how she ends up, like, throwing up. Do you think she just got sick and they made it look like it was what Hunter said? Because I don't think the Hunter conversation was that
dramatic. I am somebody who, if I have a panic attack, I will throw up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This was just so freaking annoying from Trey, Aaron, and James. Like, guys, like, why would you do this and on every group date, on every cocktail party? Like, when Andrew S. was talking about it with the whole Thomas situation, I was on Andrew S.'s side. Because I thought the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was kind of ridiculous then. And I'm still like, I don't know. I was one of those people who I didn't think Thomas did anything too bad to me. And I agreed that, like, you don't come on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette not thinking you're going to be The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Come on, y'all are lying. Like, you're legit lying. So
yeah, like, it crosses your mind.
It really does. It, exactly.
Just like ending up with the lead crosses your mind.
Exactly. So,
right? Like,
yeah. So, but I kind of like, and Trey, I think this is where Trey messed up, because Trey, I thought, had a really good connection with her at the very beginning. And because she said, every time I'm around him, it's fun, it's light, where, you know, I love being around him. And then he started to make it his mission to, you know, call people out and put her in this position where she didn't want to be around him anymore. So I wasn't shocked that he went home, and he really lost the plot. And I kind of, you know, I think when he had told her about Thomas, and then she, you know, validated that type of behavior by giving him the roast, that's what's been, she's been validating the men's behavior for, like, calling people out since the beginning. And I get why she's doing it, but this was the episode where it all came to fruition, and why we saw who, you know, all of those people went home and stuff like that. And I was like, you guys, come on, this is the fourth person, the fourth person. You know, I was like, oh yes, get Cody out, yes, I don't like him. And then, you know, and then who else was it? It was Carl. Okay. All right. Carl. Yes. Okay. I can see that one. Get him out. Thomas. All right. I was like, oh, I'm a little iffy on this one. And then the Hunter. And then the Hunter stuff. I was like, I think the editing has been trying to make Hunter a certain way. Like, I don't think he's overly doing anything else anybody else wouldn't be doing. I just think they're showing it so much. You know, yeah. Yeah, you know, they're giving him all of those diary rooms or whatever.
That's exactly how I'm feeling about Hunter.
Yeah.
I feel like he really didn't do anything that egregious.
Exactly.
It's just they needed somebody new to, like, be mad at, and he was it. And they had to show why he was it.
Yes, why he was the target. And it's just like, y'all, come on, like she, you got the first three out now, just focus on yourselves. I can't believe they kept pushing it like that, especially
Trey, come on, buddy. And like, I wonder if for Katie it's not as much as like listening to the guys and going with what they say and necessarily trusting it, or if it's more of like, I don't really see a complete future with Hunter. This drama isn't worth it. Like, I don't like him enough to keep the drama in the house.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it's messy and I'm over it. And I just want us to, I just want us to focus on the love.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, maybe that's what's happening with this next date. And the rose ceremony that follows, as we really cut down the guys in this one. But the next one-on-one goes to Connor. He didn't hear his name on the date card before, and he could not be more excited for this date, how she wants to spend the whole day with him. And, you know, he was somebody I thought would get a one-on-one a lot earlier. And boy, he got like the worst date. I mean, I love Caitlin and Jason, but it just seemed like a setup from the beginning, like an extended breakup scene. What did you guys think?
Yeah, this was an absolute snooze fest of a date. And Mari, I feel like how you feel about Greg is kind of how I feel about Connor, where I'm just like wondering what else is underneath. But then later on, we see him go like say goodbye to the guys and they're all upset and crying. I'm like, well, what am I missing? Like I trust that this guy is probably a good dude if all of the guys like him, or and like the way him and Katie broke up, like I thought he was very respectful and like kind about it and understanding, and he was comforting her even though he knew like what was happening. Maybe I just don't want to be sung to at all, ever. That's really clouding my perspective.
Yeah, I honestly think Connor is a good dude. I just think I don't think he was here for the right reason, to be quite honest. Because we said in the beginning, you guys said, because I, of course, was talking along with you guys in my head while I was listening to the podcast, that he came in the cat suit, right? He started in the cat suit. He was shocked it worked. You know, half the time he couldn't believe he was still there.
Yeah.
I just think it was a combination of his confidence level. I don't think he was confident enough to be like, oh my God, this is like actually working. She actually likes me. And just him playing his music every chance he got, I was like, dog, like it's not going to happen. Give it up. So I don't think he left because he wasn't a good guy. He's clearly a good guy. He was a good guy with Katie. Katie points out how good of a guy he is. The guys loved him. I just think that, like she said, they just had no spark. They have no chemistry, and you can't fake that. You know what I'm saying? You really can't. If you kiss somebody and you don't like it, that's, you know, you have to give it up. And I think that's all there really is to it. Some people aren't meant for each other,
especially when you have 24 other options to make out with. And it's like, exactly. Okay, this kiss is like terrible week to week. Haley, don't go to his Instagram because he came out with a song that he wrote about their breakup.
I swear to God, if any one of you send this to me, I will immediately block you.
And real quick, because I didn't watch Caitlyn's season. I watched the beginning and I didn't like the whole making them choose type thing. Mm-hmm. And Jason wasn't on her season, correct? He was on
Friend. He was on Becca's season.
Top three of Becca's season.
Oh, top three. Okay.
And he, I didn't watch that season either. We talk a lot about like Nick Viall's glow up, but yeah, he's really like taking the gel out of the hair. Like, I think Caitlin and her stylist have done like, you know, he's like way cuter than he was on that season. He was cute back then, but.
Yeah, I'm in. What can I say? I'm in.
Yeah, they're a cute couple.
Yeah, so
he's just not like, I love their charm. Like, they are both like the same level of charming. And I love that Jason like never takes away from Caitlin's sparkle. He like encourages it.
Yes.
Yes. And he, you know, they kind of knew they were going to like be together and that they were going to get married and like that a proposal was coming. And I was like, oh, he'll probably do like Dancing with the Stars finale, or he'll, you know, maybe on this season when, you know, she's hosting something, but not, no, he did it like kind of a low key, like while they were recording a podcast, or she thought they were going to record, you know, so it was still like a, something that they could capture, but it wasn't like taking away from something she was doing and like, and I think a lot of guys would do to kind of be like, okay, here, I'm going to come on your stage. So, yeah, very cute couple. Kind of one of those unexpected ones, that lasted. So, yeah, they're just like, it would be a fun date, but not like for a first date for a one-on-one, because then you're not one-on-one. It was like a double date and they're just grilling, playing volleyball. So there was no time for Katie to really, for them to connect. I would think that if she was like really motivated to see like if they could get that physical spark, then she would choose him for one of those like tantric yoga dates or something. Like, let's see if like we're just missing it and this will spark it. But instead of like having a lawn game date and then you're like, okay, it's already on this one kiss before we head out, and then it goes to commercial break. We don't know if it's a good kiss or a bad kiss at that point until he's all dressed up in his suit. We come back from commercial break looking good. I like haven't seen him that dressed up before, but she shows up at his door in her hoodie and jeans crying. And
yikes.
I felt really bad for him because at first, you know, I think he just thought like maybe she got some terrible news or something, you know, like, oh my God, like, our date's delayed. And then he figured out where it was going.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what she was saying.
Yeah, this hurt a little bit. Like, I don't know. It was just, it was sad. And you could tell he was sad and he didn't expect it, but he was trying to be supportive and know where it was going. Like, I'm glad he didn't pull like a Joe and freak out on her and give her the silent treatment or anything.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was very sad. I was like, oh man, Connor, like, yeah. Like she said, even in that moment he was like worried about her, and it just sucks because just honestly sometimes you are just not compatible with somebody. It is okay. What is the over under that Connor comes to paradise?
100%. He was in the new release today.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, it seems like that made a lot of sense for him to go there. I thought you were going to ask, what are the chances that he's the one that shows back up? Like, if there's a guy that was eliminated that shows back up. Because I don't know that there's any coming back from if she's like, yeah, like the kiss is not there. Like, you can't come back and be like, oh, I was working on this. It's better now.
He did use like a lot of hands on the back of the head, like more than I would prefer personally, but...
Yeah.
And so weirdly placed. Like every time it was always like under the hair, up the neck. It was like, was he washing her hair? Like, it was so funny. So funny. And then he even made the joke, like, how bad of a kisser am I?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh, it was so bad. Yeah. I feel bad. I think he took it very well. Like, good on him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, I'm not devastated to see him go. Like
the guys were.
Yeah, the guy. I genuinely loved how like, and I'm not like reveling in their upsettedness.
Yeah.
Like, I loved how much they cared for each other. That like there was literally dudes crying that this guy was leaving.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some of those tears were things like Trey crying was maybe something we'd seen in one of the previews before. You know, like it just was like, oh, that's where that moment came from, but. Is this the first where we get to see the guy come back instead of, you know, the security guard grabbing their suitcase? Because I feel like they love that for a one-on-one.
Amy, my jaw was on the floor.
Yeah.
This was the most shocking part of the episode for me.
Yep. Yeah. That was my main question. I was going to ask you guys. I was like, did I miss something? Has this happened before?
Not that I remember.
Yeah.
Wow.
So why do you think they decided that? Was it because he was crying and they wanted like to see that moment?
I wonder if he asked.
Yeah, but that wouldn't, I don't think that would stop them from being cruel about it before, you know, just be like, no, like you have to go out now and we have to have this moment of pulling the suitcase away. And
yeah, but did it look like his suitcase was ready? Because it, you know what I'm saying? Did it look like he had to go somewhere to get it?
I mean, they did show him like putting it somewhere, like that he had packed it up. So
okay, so yeah, he did pack it, and I'm assuming this is just another like casualty or whatever of the pandemic era, because it's not like they were off somewhere
when they had their date.
Yeah, they were on the premises. Yeah. So he was probably just upstairs when
he was still in his room, he wasn't even on a date at that point. Yeah, and I wonder if, because like usually it's like somebody they're really excited to see, like, okay, I don't think he's gonna make it through, and then they're watching to see if they come back in the door or not. But I don't think any of the guys were questioning. They're just like, well, obviously he's coming back, you know, because he had been a front runner at the beginning with how he hit it off with her.
And then you got to remember, she did that before the date. So they probably, showed up, you know, the timing was completely off. Like they, you know, they weren't even on
thinking
the date
at that point yet. Yeah.
Yeah. At that point. So, you know, man, that was rough. That just made that even rougher to like sister just watching all the guys, because all the guys were really like sad. So I'm glad he's coming on Paradise. So.
Yeah. So this other part was interesting to me, because not long after that is when we get the scene. We thought maybe this was Blake showing up on the season, but this is when he has his boombox and is playing the song, I guess, that they dance to. The other thing the musician Max pointed out is like, he was like, I wonder what real song he was playing, because it definitely wasn't that like live performance that he danced to, you know, like,
I absolutely.
So maybe he was playing the Say Anything music, but anyway, she like is so excited about this move and how romantic. She didn't know he could be so romantic. What are the chances that he came up with this and at all?
0% there, Amy. Like, clearly production sent Blake in there. Like, clearly. Yeah. Oh my God. That was just so ridiculous. I was like, this is ridiculous. It's like, here, you just sent home the guy you have the least sexual chemistry with. We'll send you the guy that has the highest. Like, what is happening here? And then that kiss in the hallway, again, I don't like watching people kiss. Why do I force myself to do this? But it was just so like, I know they were going for like passion. I was like, okay, whatever, passion.
But like it was a bland motel hallway.
Yes, it was so weirdly shot. Like the cameraman shot it as if it was like some sort of rom-com 50 Shades of Grey type thing. I'm like, and he has to be like 2 feet away from them. So how are you doing all this making out with this cameraman? It was weird. I don't know. But I get it. I mean, the production got a production. They're going to produce. They're going to send their favorites in. And I thought it was cute. You could tell. It lifted Katie's spirits up, but come on, Blake. Did they not write a good lie for you though? Like, she like, what made you want to come and see me?
Seeing that he was crying, I knew you had to be upset, right? So there was one season, was that Haley, was that Nick Viall that was like on Caitlyn's season that like knew to like whenever there was like a date cut short, it was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go, you know, like take the time.
Yeah,
because he had that move with Caitlyn. I think she had sent someone away where they hooked up in her room. I feel like that was like after, maybe it was just after a group date or something, but there's some parallels with Blake and Nick Viall, like when they showed up in the season, how they knew
the
lead before.
I love the showing up to the room move.
Yeah, it's smart, for sure. But what, usually when we see this happen, it's like the other guys are like, wait, where's Blake? Where, you know, what happened?
But they're all in their hotel room, so they don't know.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. They're not all hanging out together. So, yeah. All right, we get the rose ceremony, and the guys are shocked to see that there's only 6 roses to give out. Justin,
I have a question.
Yeah.
So we keep hearing that this season like was was shortened just because Katie was finished with it. Is this the week that we kind of expedited the process a little bit more?
It seemed like it went like we had more eliminations than normal. Seven, like they're left with seven guys now. That doesn't seem like a normal number. Like, doesn't it go like 8 to 6 or something? Or
yeah. And I feel like we're going down to 3 next or to 4 next week because they were like hometowns 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was another one of my questions. I'm like, oh, Katie got a whole bunch of these dudes out of the paint. She's like, I don't have time. And I don't blame her because they spent their whole time talking about Hunter. That was, they deserved it. They
all deserved the Hunter trio.
Yeah. She got rid of them, like the investigators. She even had lines about that, kind of like she has said something like, you know, there's just not time for it to be made up at this point. Like, I have strong connections and like there's not catching up. Like, she was just more straightforward about what I think all the leads are feeling is like, yeah, you can't catch up at a certain point the way the show is structured if you don't have that one on one. Like, at this point, like, it's pretty hopeless for Mike P and Brendan, who somehow made it through, but we've seen nothing with their connections. They're obviously going to be cut next week, right? So it's just strange, but she's at least calling it out. Like, you know what? There's just the people I'm moving forward with, I see potential with. The people I'm letting go, like, we can't catch up at this point. So I think the guys probably knew, at least most of them, like, who was in danger, who wasn't.
Yeah. And again, that's what they get. They spent the precious little time that they had talking about another man instead of building their own connection. So I don't feel bad for them, you know, especially Trey, because I was Trey. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Yeah. I really liked him at the beginning of the season. And I think he had a good basis to start off with her, like a very like strong friendship. And he just got into his head and decided to go on a witch hunt type deal. So I don't know. I think the other two, I think Aaron and James had no chance. So that's why I'm mostly like, I feel like Trey was the one who dropped the ball here because he was a little bit further in the running than I think the two of them were.
Yeah. And I think the other one the last Rose called out, it was, you know, looking to be like, is it going to be Hunter? But she starts out handing the rose to Hunter, calling him, holding a rose, walks out with him, talks with him. And so they're all like, okay, she's walking out with a rose, but he just joins the men again after their chat. So that was kind of a strange move.
WTF, what was the point?
Right.
What did she get from that conversation that provided so much clarity to send him home?
Right, especially if she,
Couldn't that have been done before? Like, I know why it wasn't, is because so they could have that moment of like, what Hunter? Because I was like, what, Hunter's being called first? Like, this is wild. But you know,
especially when they were like, I'm not doing a cocktail party because I know what I'm going to do. So it was just all for show.
Yeah, it was a milking. Definitely a milking.
Yeah, I think he should have stayed in over Brendan because I just haven't seen anything with them at all. So it's like, just keep Hunter in for the drama for another week. Like, I would love to see it. But so it's Hunter, Aaron, the trio, Trey, and James, the box guy, going home. I think most of those guys are going to paradise, right, Haley?
Yep, I think they all are.
The trio. So they're there to, cite the wrong reasons for everyone else, probably fight with, you know, Thomas and Carl are both in the cast, I believe. So.
Oh my god. Are we still? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Anything else that showed up in the next week's preview that stood out to you guys? I'm kind of drawing a blank.
Oh, it seemed very dramatic. I think we had her running to Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I could run to Andrew.
I'm telling you. What? We had her and Greg kissing in the rain, if I remember correctly.
Oh, so Greg is probably going to get another one-on-one, and that'll be cause drama.
I'm trying to think, because I double-watched both of the last two episodes again, just to freshen up, and I can't remember if the Blake "I'm not in love with you" thing is in next week or if they
think that was in there.
But I think it's going to be kind of interesting.
Yeah. Next week? Okay, I can see it. They're going to give Greg another one-on-one. So then it's going to be like Mike P and Brendan being like, WTF, like we haven't had one. And yeah.
But I think they kind of showed her, they showed her making time for each of them, because even if Greg gets the one-on-one, it's still only like, you know, four or five people left. Right. So I think they showed her like kind of getting individual time with the guys, even on the group date.
Maybe there's a 2-on-1 coming up, who knows. But
oh my god, I forgot we haven't had a 2-on-1. Oh my god, we just chopped four people before we got a 2-on-1. Which oh my god,
I know, there's not like any rivals left really, so maybe they won't do one this season. All right, so we don't have that many questions this week.
My bad. I forgot to put the thread up. You know how you can guarantee that your question gets seen by me and good I point. Don't forget to put up a thread? Email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
Perfect. So we have some of those questions that came in. This is from George. Hi, ladies. Two questions for you. Did you find the lack of insults during the debate to be a charming breath of fresh air with the guys, or would you like to have seen at least some playful jabs between friends? Okay, I think we covered that.
Yeah, like I just wanted some charm. I didn't need like hardcore insults or anything, but I just wanted some like fun charm hilarity like that we get in the reading challenges on Drag Race.
Yes, exactly. We wanted some shade, we wanted some jokes, we want some light reads. Like they even showed them how to do it. I'm so upset about this all over again. I am upset.
And then if the lead was going to let you go, would you rather be let go on a one-on-one date, be let go on a dreaded 2-on-1 date, be let go during a group date, or be let go at a rose ceremony? As always, thanks for the fun podcast. I think I'd choose rose ceremony.
Yeah, I think being on the group date is the most embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely rose ceremony. I think if I had to choose second, maybe a 2-on-1.
Yeah. Because then you're like, well, I just had one person as my competition, so what can you do? But 1-on-1, I'd be like, oh, it's all about me. definitely. Mm-hmm. And then another one. Oh, quite a few questions. So I'm going to have to break these down. These are from Allie. Hi, Haley and Amy. Would love your take. One, what was more awkward? Katie telling the guys that they can't masturbate, or Justin and Katie having to play dress up and do a pretend wedding like 5-year-olds on the playground?
God, I would hate doing both of them so much.
Yeah. I guess the wedding thing, because it's not like she has to personally police the whoa challenge.
So following up on that, too, why does Katie want them to not whack off?
I don't know. I don't really get it.
None of us understand that.
Three, are the men more in love with Connor than Katie?
Yes.
No, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I think a lot of them have true connections with Katie.
Four, are super fans Hunter and Tajwan from Colton season made for each other? Okay, I don't remember that Tajwan was a super fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Paradise? No.
Yeah. Is Hunter on Paradise? Right. We don't know for sure yet, because they haven't named like who's arriving later, right? They just named the initial cast. Five, I've not watched RuPaul's Drag Race, but I feel like roasting is not something they do on that show. Wouldn't having the guys dress up in drag be better?
Let me tell you something. On Drag Race, they have plenty of roasts. And that's another thing, like me and Haley were saying, they could have done a Drag Race style roast where each one of them came up and then roasted, you know. Nope, they do roasts on Drag Race. They do reads on Drag Race. And honestly, I don't want to see them force these straight men into drag and make them uncomfortable, because it's just going to make me uncomfortable watching how uncomfortable they are. So I'm good. I just think the men fumbled the bag on that competition.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see it done as like a fun joke. I love when they do the makeover challenges on Drag Race. Like my favorite one was the crew makeover. And I think all of those men were straight men, but they had such an because they were a cast and crew and they've been watching Drag Race from like 3 meters away the whole time. They approached it with such love and respect that I don't think
exactly
would come with it being on The Bachelor, which is never, you know, as much as they like to center the show about love and respect, it's never really been about love and respect.
That part.
And then this one is from Stacy. Do you think the producers gave Blake the idea to cheer up Katie, or is that something men can ask for on their own and make happen? So I think they like let him, he might have asked, you know, like, is she available or something, because he has been on the show before and maybe had some insight that, you know, maybe they would let me. But I think they also,
but he's also a dumb idea.
Yeah. Haley, how can you say that?
I'm sorry. Blake is probably a really nice guy. It just, I don't know. I just don't know. Yeah. I didn't think about it, mm-hmm. about him not doing it himself, because again, I'm a naive little child. But I gotta say, like, I buy into Blake and Katie's chemistry.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
Yes, I definitely think they have a very high sexual chemistry. I don't know if the emotional component has caught up to that, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to the draft results. Week 6, our Bachelorette draft results are in. This is from @GeorgeCTV. Follow him for the updated scores each week. He does a great job tracking everything. Amy extended her lead thanks to one-on-one dates by Connor and Justin. Oh, I did not even realize that Justin was on my team, so there we go. Everyone is down to 2 of their picks left. Amy leads with 92, Haley is second with 76, and Brian is third with 58. The listeners have 20, so they are on the board still with Blake on their team. All right, so let's see. Brian has Greg and Mike P. I have Michael A. and Justin. And Haley, you have Brendan and Andrew S. So
we all each have one real winner and one real loser.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, so this could go any which way. Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. So let's dive in. We've been hinting at the Bachelor in Paradise cast since we didn't have as many questions this week. Let's check this out. Okay. I'm pulling it up. I think it's on the Bachelor in Paradise Instagram. There's a lot of places where they would have it, but yeah. So we'll start with the, it says, we promise there are more to come. So they're introducing the 4 guys who got eliminated this last episode that will be on the beach. Aaron, James, Trey, and Connor. Do any of those guys bring up, you know, like a pairing that you could see? Someone that you're hoping is down there for them? Or who do you think will do well? Who do you think will be out night one? Who will be the intriguing, like, ooh, we don't know anything about you because we haven't seen your season?
So do we know any of the women that are already?
Yeah. So let's get to the cast reveal.
I haven't looked at any of it.
Okay. So Abigail from Matt James, Brendan from Tayshia season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Deandra. What season was she on?
I've never seen this woman before.
Could be Colton, could be Peter, maybe.
I don't think she was Colton season. I watched that one.
Okay, probably Peter's season then.
Like, she was stunning. An early boot. I welcome her to the Bachelor season for the first time, but you cannot tell me she's been on the show.
Right. The next slide shows Ivan, who I'm excited to see there. Jacinia.
I love Ivan.
Yes.
Sorry, I love Ivan. I'm so excited for him.
Yeah, and he made a statement like he was not going to be there if Chris Harrison was hosting, and we know Chris Harrison is out of the franchise, so he is there. Jacinia, and this was kind of a surprising one to me, just because I thought maybe he was done with, you know, like kind of moved on, the alum grocery store Joe from Becca's season, who's already been on Paradise, and
I didn't know they broke up
with Kendall. Yeah,
probably about a year or two ago at this point.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wait, guys, I tell you, when I do, I don't know any of these people's business unless until they're on Paradise, and we skip the season. So, oh man, that really sucks.
Yeah. Oh. I know. So, but he's fun to watch, I think. Easy on the eyes. Yeah. Okay, Carl from this season. Uh-huh. Kelsey from Peter's season. So okay, it's hard for me to remember Peter's season at this point, but they were the ones who were like expecting to be on Paradise and seemed like a lot of them were fighting for it, and then it was canceled. So she still made it through. Kenny from Claire and Tayshia's season.
I don't like him either.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now. I think I kind of liked Kenny. I think
I don't like the tattoos. I don't like the asteroid. I was going
to
say,
I cannot trust a guy with two star tattoos that close to his penis. I hate that I said that on a podcast.
I thought he was nice. I thought I remember him being very nice and sage. He just didn't connect with either one of them.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I spent some time trawling the spoiler-free area of the Bachelor Reddit.
You're brave.
And I've seen many a thing where he enjoyed light and casual intercourse with Bachelor fans.
Oh, okay. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I pulled up this post on my Instagram, and you know how like it always you can see like one person who liked it.
Yeah.
You want to guess who the one person who liked it on my account is?
Wait, which post is this?
The cast post.
Ooh,
I don't know.
It's my good friend Doug. I didn't realize Doug was so into following Bachelor in Paradise on Instagram.
That's so funny.
Where are my double taps, Doug? Why aren't you liking every single one of my Instagram posts? You're out here liking the Bachelor cast reveal. Come on, man.
We also have Mari from Matt's season. Marissa, I'm also drawing a blank. I think she was an early boot from... She and Peter's season or Colton's season?
Again, I have never seen that woman before.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Mari, great. Like, let's bring her in.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And Natasha. I'm excited to see Natasha.
I'm so thrilled. I love Natasha.
Yeah, she was top what six, season was she from? Peter's.
She was on Peter's, and she was, like, the only woman over 30 on that season.
Yeah. Wow. And she wasn't afraid to speak up and just kind of, I don't know, she didn't get a... She wasn't meant to be with Peter, but yeah, she's a great character. Yeah, exactly. We have Noah from Claire and Tayshia's season, or just Tayshia's season, right? He wasn't with Claire's season.
Yeah, Tayshia. Mm-hmm.
And then...
he was really young, right? He was the really young one.
He was young.
And a quote-unquote villain. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that... I don't see Bennett on this list, but I think... If Bennett's in Paradise, like he would be brought in, you know, kind of to be a foil to Noah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then we have the two Serenas from Matt James' season.
Yeah.
Excited to see them back. Then we have Tajwan from Colton's season.
She looks amazing in this photo. Wow. She is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Tammy from Peter's season. Queen Victoria from Matt's season. Who's blonde?
Again, I have never seen this woman, but I remember Victoria from the season. This is not her.
Yeah.
Well, I did see the other Victoria right next to her post about how they retouched her picture.
Yeah.
So maybe did y'all see that?
Yes. Yeah. She was
It doesn't look like her.
And don't get me wrong, she looks great in this photo, but they just airbrushed the F out of her and she took the picture and she was like, this is what I actually look like that day.
That was the one post I did see. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a whole different person.
Yeah.
I did love that from her.
Yeah, amazing. Oh, this paradise. Oh, this is going to be so great. I love all the women from Matt James' season. I need Abigail to find somebody.
Yeah.
Serena P. I love all the girls. The men. Ivan. Brendan is there. So.
Yeah.
We'll see. Then.
I could see Aaron being popular down there. I think Aaron might be more comfortable down there. It didn't seem like he had a big connection with Katie. But yeah, I think he'll be more at home in Paradise.
Oh my God, I can't. Well, did they say when this is gonna? When is this gonna premiere?
August. I want to say 18th, but that might just be nothing. Yeah. August 8th, maybe. Mm-hmm. It's definitely in August.
I remember really liking
August 16th.
Oh, nice. I remember really liking like Claire and Tayshia's men. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna need them to find more of them.
I agree.
To say the least. So
also, I love that Kevin Wendt posted on that post of the cast being like, this is stupid. It never works.
What? No.
It was a joke because okay. he very much met his future yeah. wife's.
Astrid and Kevin.
Yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Love Dean them. Is commenting on there. I don't know why, but I'd risk it all for Aaron.
Dean, if you don't go sit down somewhere.
And then there's tons of people commenting like, hey, I haven't watched the episode yet. Spoiler alert. Because they just showed like, I think you'd be shocked that like Connor went. So, yeah. Yeah, any couple, like any natural pairings that you see out of these?
I'm really trying to look at like there's so many amazing women. Okay, so Ivan, let's see. Ivan and maybe Abigail.
Ooh.
I just want Abigail to find love. I love her so much.
Ivan and anybody, to be quite honest. I really feel like he can connect with anybody. Serena, is that Serena C it was?
Yeah.
Serena C might have a good connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just give me more Ivans. We need more Ivans. All the women are just good for them. I love Matt James's women. I just did not like Matt James's season. So I really hope they get like some really good choice of dudes.
Yeah. I think Brendan and Abigail would be cute too.
Yeah. I love Brendan.
I'm looking. Maybe just because they're standing next to each other in this these slides, but Kelsey and Kenny maybe would be an interesting pairing.
They're right. They look cute together, right? Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna go for Connor? Anyone?
I feel like maybe the women on the season aren't a great match for what it is that Connor's bringing.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. I think Katie was the exception there. Maybe that's why he's so shocked that everything was working out for him. But yeah, I hope Trey finds somebody and like isn't out there like doing what he's doing on Katie's season.
That's very true. I think because I forget how much I really liked Trey those first few episodes. So I think if he really hadn't gotten bogged down in those weeds there, I think I would be a little bit more excited about him going into Paradise. But I mean, I am excited for him. I think he can definitely make a lot of connections with a lot of these women, at least from like Matt James's season. Him and Tajwan might be a very fun pair together. Oh, that would be such a fun pairing.
That would.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Now I can't wait for BIP.
Yeah.
And Katie tweeted, he's the greatest. I can't handle this with a picture of her in the ball pit with Trey. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're still good.
Yeah.
I have something to say.
Well, you said Doug liked that post. Did you get any takes from him this week?
Oh, I sure did. You know what? For a guy who said he wasn't going to probably watch this season, he sure has been sending in takes every single week. That's my shade at Doug.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Doug. We're best friends and you know that. He said, this show needs a better narrator so badly. Even Clay could do a better job than the guy they hired. Please do an impression of Clay saying something about the show being the most dramatic season ever.
Oh. Welcome to another episode of The Bachelorette. It's going to be the most dramatic episode of all time. I just hope you understand that things might not work out. But it's still going to be dramatic.
I think I'm losing my Clay. We need to see him on the show again. Just kidding, we don't. Was it weird that the Bachelorette, who discouraged bullying, hosted a date that encouraged the men to speak negatively about each other and then send them home for it? I mean, I get where you're coming from. Well, I'm not going to put your foot down, but that's why we need like some charming reading and not this weird whatever this is.
Back and forth. Yeah.
If you watch Drag Race, like you would get like the lovingness of the reading. Or like the puppets. Like, yes, what we should have done is puppets.
That would have been loves perfect. Puppets. Everybody loves puppets.
Yeah, yeah. Trey has a puppet.
What type of traumatic situation would make you want to throw up? Fun fact, I threw up the morning before I began my first day of school with Haley and Ethan. Luckily, I met some cool people who made me feel far less anxious. That is very sweet. I throw up all the time. I am an anxious... I have a very weak stomach, and I don't like the feeling of not, like, feeling like I'm going to puke, so I'd rather just, like, get it over with. So, yeah, I puke. I'm an anxious puker, so that's me, everyone. Hope that was a great conversation for you to listen to.
I know. I was gonna say I don't puke easily. I'm an anxious. I use the bathroom a lot when I'm anxious. Like
both ends. Out of context, Twitter.
Oh God, no!
Don't that one. I just have a weak stomach. You know what, though? Probiotics really helped me. Would you rather be like Brendan and get zero screen time but still get roses, thus leading to no endorsement deals, or be like Blake and get tons of screen time but also have a cut scene where a spoiler suggested that you're pleasuring yourself on national TV? P.S. How long until Blake's first fleshlight Instagram ad? I would rather not be shown.
Yeah. I'd rather not have the producers put their edit on me.
Yeah, and like I said, this is what Blake is going to go down in history for if they keep going down this path. So,
but I feel like he's fine with it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And lastly, Jason should be contractually obligated to do Buffalo things on any date he's involved in. They should have been eating wings, slamming through tables, and hiring cheap defender attorneys. Maybe that would have kept Connor around.
Maybe.
And that's it. That's all I got from Doug.
All right. Well, that's all we have for this episode. I'd love to hear, Mari, what you're up to. I know Big Brother is back. So can we expect to see you sometime soon covering that?
Yes, yes, yes. I will be on the live feed updates on Thursday morning with Taryn. I'm so excited. It'll be my first time getting to talk about the season of Big Brother, so I cannot wait. This has been a great season. I was telling you guys a little bit before we started recording, there's so much that happened. It is only day like 8, so if that's something you're not tuning into, I would highly suggest you tune in at least to the live feeds updates with Taryn every morning, because he's doing a great job of trying to wade through the madness. Yes, I'm also doing the Wrestling Wrap Up podcast with my co-host Matt Scott every week. We normally drop on Sundays, and the good thing is this season, for season 2, we are now on YouTube as well. So if you go onto the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube, you can see video of us talking to amazing guests. We've had Jason on, Asia on, Sasha Joseph, a lot of class of 2020ers. And the video version is so much cooler because we bring up pictures of the wrestlers. We had Mike Bloom and Josh Wiggler on once, and Mike Bloom literally let us post some pictures of him from like over a decade ago in his underwear. So go check us out. You can check us out on YouTube. Just search for Wrestling Wrap Up, or go to Rob has a podcast at YouTube. You can always tweet me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two. I'm always there going back and forth. You can at me. But other than that, it's just been so great being on here with you guys. Like, I say it every time and I mean every word of it. I love coming on and just talking about messy mess.
It's always a thrill for us for you to talk to us because you're so funny and have such great takes, and you see the show with such a clarity that it's just so much fun to have you on every time.
Oh, thank you so much.
And one of these days we need to take you up on that offer that you gave us two seasons ago to come talk about wrestling.
Yes, I will keep in touch with that. I am still scheduling for this season, so I will let you guys know.
All right. And Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on the internet at @hstrong_ on Twitter and Instagram, or you can check out what I'm reading at the Strong Library on Instagram. Other than that, I'm just kind of living the dream. I've been podcast vacationing almost, like only doing one podcast a week. It's been weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see how you can expand. Like, the Strong is such like a good branding. Like, you have the Strong Library, you could do like the Strong Kitchen. Like, what's going to be the next thing?
Amy, I got to get that handle right now. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Hopefully it's not taken.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You might have given people, you better get that domain quick.
We haven't released the episode yet. So
it's already one. It's a thing. It's like a bodybuilder person.
I guess that makes sense. All right. Well, this was so much fun. You can find me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. And yeah, this is probably our longest episode, Mari, with even our question thread.
Mission accomplished.
I haven't stayed up this late in weeks.
It was worth it. All right. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.